Blog Talk Radio.
Is that J Plus?
Everything touching everywhere. Them haters better beware. With us you cannot compare. We got girls in motion. That's Nikhil with Franz, the hybrid one. And that boy Del Sean, upside down double, you A to the Y, S, we the best. Yeah, we fight, not a test. Our radio slides in the old wagon set. Like you can see the nation from the spot in which we sit. Boys crewing into and we sold it. Come through and we can show you we support that local
thing.
Online radio, independent
everything.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Independent Everything. I am Bronze, the Hybrid One, Nerve DJ Bronze, the Hybrid One, and Metal Music Records, all things Bronze.com radio, all things hybrid radio, and of course, Independent Everything. And that there chair right there that says host, that is Nakia, the Hybrid Queen Qualis. She is the executive A&R for Metal Music Entertainment Management. She's the owner of Shoes in Motion. She's also known affectionately as the Girl in Motion. Girl in Motion. And that is Del Sean Mays. Del Sean Mays is, of course, one half of the group, the Bars Crew, the exciting, hot, exciting Bars Crew. And what's up, guys?
What's up?
So what's up? And we have today with us very, very interesting artist. She is known as D. Hall the Queen. She was born and raised in Detroit, Michigan. D. Hall the Queen grew up listening to a wide variety of music. As a child, she was introduced to artists ranging from Bob Marley to Prince to Queen Latifah. It was that early exposure that led Hall to want to pursue a career in music herself. Hall says, "Music is something that has always been with me. Since I was old enough to work a Walkman record player, my dad's old 8-track player, I've been immersed in music. My mom often jokingly asks, when am I going to give up that music? And I just laugh and tell her, never. It's a drug, an addiction. It's something that's woven into the fabric of who I am. To give it up would be to give up myself, and I'll never do that." Hello, Queen.
Hey, how are you?
I am just fine. As you know, this is a 30-minute segment. At the end of the segment, we'll give you a chance to get your shout-outs, accolades, and also the contact and link information to be able to hook up with you. Del Sean Mays is going to hit you with the inquiring minds, want to know questions. And I think we're supposed to be playing some music, aren't we?
Yeah, that's
me. Two tracks,
I got.
Nakia?
All bets on me, I came up and they changed.
chains up, my chains up, still resting. All bet on me,
you know it.
All bets on me, all bet on me,
you know it.
All bets on me, all bet on me,
you know it.
All bets on me, I came up and they changed up, my chain up,
yeah.
Still resting.
I play hard cause I work hard, shoot, I deserve to flex up. And I ain't talking doctor when I say I got my check up. Who next up? I'm next up in these next months, gon' prove it. I hate signs so cliche, but like Nike, I just do it. And when I do it, I do it like I'm doing it for that TV. Rock the plain Jane or the ice, no CDs. Drop down TVs from the ceiling like it's 03. Riding through the city feeling good like I'm JB. Bet on me cause they know I'm working OT with no TO. All game, no cheat codes, no chill time, just beat mode. No call off, no fall off, I'm all bossy, you know it. I ain't no Captain Saban, but I always feel heroic. You know it, money flowing like the Nile. Like you say I ain't a sure shot, you must be in denial. Live from the crown to the ground, I'm the surest shot in town. If you ain't know, just look around, look around. Cause it's
all bet on me,
you know it.
All bets on me, all bet on me,
you know it.
All bets on me, all bet on me,
you know it.
All bets on me, I came up and they changed up. My chain up, still resting. All bet on me,
you know it.
All bets on me, all bet on me,
you know it.
All bets on me, all bet on me,
you know it.
All bets on me, I came up and they changed up. My chain up, still resting.
Like that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Delshawn?
Yep. Yep, that was dope.
So what's up with you?
Not much, you know. Just glad to be on with y'all.
Yeah, appreciate you. So we can get right into the questions. Then, when did you decide to go towards this music career path and why?
I really just got serious about it probably about 2 years ago. I just feel like it's a passion I always had, and you know, if God gives you a gift and a talent, I feel like you should, you know what I'm saying, do your best to use it, you know. So I just really started going hard with it like the last 2 years, and it's been paying off so far. It's been picking up steam slowly but surely.
Right, and at first, why did you decide to go towards the battle route instead of making just traditional music?
I said at first,
why did you decide to go towards the battle rap scene instead of just the traditional rap music?
Really, it was just a way. Like, I was always focused on music, but the battle rap was kind of like a way to bring more attention to the music. So I got connected with Queen of the Ring out in New York, and you know, they following is crazy, so they got, you know, crazy YouTube views and things like that. So I figured if people look at D Hall of Queen battling and I get those views up, then that would translate into people just looking for my music and looking for my you know, work as an independent artist. So that's how it started.
All right. And how was that experience? Like, how was your first battle?
How was my what?
Your first battle.
It was exciting. It was nerve-wracking. You know, I spent a lot of time just trying to perfect the craft and things like that. So it was a good experience. And I learned a lot. I got to go to New York and meet a lot of good people out there, so it was a good look for me.
Right, and you're gonna have to excuse me. I don't know much about the battle rap scene. Don't get me wrong, I'm a big fan. I play around with the homies, you know, in the studio or whatever. We do a little battling, but we never got serious into it. How do you prepare for something like that? How do you prepare for that?
It really depends. Like, if you're going to some people are freestyle battlers, and you got your written battle. So for me, I do the written battle. So I know my opponent in advance, so I have time to prepare material, prepare my bars. And, you know, you want to make sure your delivery is on point. You want to make sure that you have everything memorized to a T, so when you get up there, you can just, you know, go for what you know pretty much. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's weeks of preparation for that. You know, it's a performance, and it's also, you know, lyrics involved. So it's like a full package type thing.
Yeah, I could imagine the nerves flowing through your system.
It's crazy.
I know on a regular show, you know, I know my songs, but I might forget a bar, you know. But I could play around my music. I could play around with the crowd or whatever. In the battle, you can't slip.
Right, it's all eyes on you, pretty much. So you gotta be ready to go.
And another question for my clueless brain. I mean, obviously, you guys get paid. I mean, you could get paid, you know, at a battle, you know, battling a person and winning. But, I mean, do you guys look for sponsors? Are you trying to get signed? What's the, you know, tell me about that.
Yeah, there's sponsors. For me, it's more so come on, like, the clothing tip. Like, people want you to wear, you know, their gear or stuff like that. Or, trying to get their brand out more so. Every view you get on YouTube, it's like people are viewing their clothing and they want to know, you know, where you get it and stuff like that. But for the male rappers, I think it's a little bit even, you know, wider range of what they've been able to do so far. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like the ladies are closing in on that gap and, you know, starting to get more sponsorship and more eyes on the females in battle rap culture. So, yeah.
I mean, the culture is just picking up steam, especially with URL and all of that other stuff out there.
It's crazy.
Thinking about trying to get into it by their self.
Yeah, the URL, the BET Freestyle Fridays, it definitely did a lot for the culture.
Most definitely. What do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Really just, probably on a bigger level, still doing music. I would love to stay independent, but just have a wider reach. I'm working regional right now, trying to get, you know, everything within a five-hour radius of Detroit. But, you know, in 5 years, I would like for it to be nationwide and international, you know.
Right. And, you speak about independent, and I ask all the artists this question. I mean, you know, it's a grind being independent. You know, things happen, ups and downs. How do you get through that? You know, is there something special that you do, or where's the inspiration that you get to keep on doing this?
It's really just a vision. You know, you got to keep your eyes on that end picture, that picture that you have for your life. Like, if you don't want to be in the everyday 9-to-5, if you don't want to be in that everyday rat race, then, you know, that's motivation enough. Every day waking up a 9-to-5, that's motivation. You go to work like, man, I don't want to do this. Man, I don't want to work with these people. Or, you know what I'm saying, you want to live your dream. You want your kids to be set. You know, I don't have kids yet, but when I do have some, I want them to be set. And, you know, that's the motivation right there.
Already. And I understand you have an EP coming out, or out?
Yeah, I got an EP that just came out on 8/8. It dropped, and it's called Fresh Air. It's 9 songs, you know, all bangers. Just kind of like a little taste of what's coming in the near future. So that's on, you know, Google Play, Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, and it's doing pretty good. And I got the single off of there called Great. That's been, you know, doing numbers on a different DJ circuit. So shout out to all the DJs, because, you know, we wouldn't be anywhere without y'all.
All right. What's it called? Great?
Great, yep.
Okay, besides that song, name some of your favorite songs from that CD.
I got one called No Love. It's one of my favorites. It's more of a kind of, I guess, romantic type of song, sort of. So it's really good. All Bets is one of my favorites. It's more like a, you know, that grind music, that stuff that keep you motivated and keep you and your crew trying to go, you know, and get it. So that would probably be my top two favorites on there.
Already, last question. Again, I ask this to everybody. If you had one tip for all these independent artists out here trying to make it, what would that tip be?
Learn the business. like, over anything, know the business. If your business is not right, it's going to be, you might take off, but you won't be taking off for long because, you know, you won't have your business in order. Everything will crumble. So learn, you know, your publishing, your ASCAP, BMI, and copyrights, all of that. You need to know what's going on. ISRC codes, learn everything. Learn as much as possible. Read. That's what I would say.
Right. You heard it. Learn your money. That's what she's saying. Well, there you have it. What are you having to keep? One of them.
We were talking before we actually went live, and you had shared with me a very interesting image, and I'd like to go back and revisit that home with you. When you were, of course, growing up in Detroit, Michigan, you said that one of the things that motivated you to get into this battle rap thing is, I'm so interested in how one decides to go into battle rapping. Tell the audience how it is that you really got into the battle rapping as far as being at school and stuff, and just tell them what you told me.
Yeah, I was in like ninth grade, really into music and really wanted to learn more about, you know, rap, counting bars and different things like that. So I wanted to sit at, in the lunchroom, I wanted to sit at the rap table, you know what I'm saying, with all the guys. But in order to sit at that rap table, you pretty much had to, you know, be able to hold your own. So, and they picking at you and throwing bars at you, you got to be able to come, you know, right back with it. So that's pretty much how that started, just trying to be able to hold my own at the lunch table in high school.
That's very interesting. And what school did you go to?
I went to Renaissance High School.
I'm sorry, what's the name of it?
It's called Renaissance.
Renaissance, okay. Shout out to all the kids at the rap table at Renaissance that may be
inspiring
to do what it is, yeah, that D-Hall the Queen is doing right now. Of course, as Delshawn just touched on a bit, you seek out endorsements, or the endorsers seek you out, those kinds of things. You've got a brand new EP that's out there. It's called Fresh Air, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And so you're not really looking to get a deal with anyone, to get a deal with a major label or anything. You want to stay independent.
Right. Yeah, I want to stay independent. It's, you know, it's wide open right now for independent labels, independent artists. I mean, you see it time and time again. You can make, you know, way more money and be way more creative. You know, nobody's, you know, got their hand, you know, holding you in this direction or that direction. So, yeah, I would love to stay independent. But if the right, you know, like everybody always says, if the right situation came along where it was enough, you know, lenience and, you know, freedom, you know, you never know what could happen. But independent is what I'm pushing right now.
If you were to be offered a major deal, what label do you think you would want to sign under, if any, and why?
You know what? I don't even have one in mind. That's how crazy I am about this independent thing, so I couldn't even name one.
Is there a particular artist that's in the industry right now that you aspire to be like, or even to collaborate with, or, you know, something along those lines?
I've always admired T.I.'s hustle, you know, coming up from the bottom to the top and, you know, doing his own thing, his own independent label. So, yeah, I would love to work with T.I.
Grand Hustle.
Grand Hustle.
Right. And how old are you?
I'm 27. I'm joking. I'm joking. That's an inside joke with my friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Nakia?
The real answer is not coming.
Yeah, okay. All right. Nakia?
I most definitely feel you on a couple of things that you said. I'm 28, too, and that's not inside, so we share that. We have that in common. And also, when I was in high school, you know, just a couple – who's laughing? Who's laughing?
That was
a couple
me. That
years
was
ago, yeah, I was, you know, I needed to sit at the guy's table, too, not necessarily to rap or anything, but, you know, just because I needed to be at the guy's table. So we do have that in common. But I would like to commend you on something. I see so many artists, female artists, and they have attached the name Queen to their name, but for some reason, oh, me being one, but for some reason, a lot of them don't hold true to the name Queen. And I like the fact that you have a very witty and comedic approach to when you battle rap, you know, against your opponents, but you do so without using explicit language or derogatory language. You hold yourself as a true queen. When you are battling, and maybe you have written what, you know, you're going to say, but if they come off the wrong way, what happens? Do you ever go into that zone that they're in, or do you remain that queen that you are?
For the most part, I try to remain the queen that I am. Like, when I say D-Hall, the queen is, it's really not like I'm trying to be the queen of rap or something like that. It's really more so of a lifestyle. So I try to keep it as queenly as possible. You know, there's times when you know, as bars coming at you, you kind of get to the edge or just want to take it somewhere else. But, you know, for the most part, you keep it, you know, you realize it's a sport, so you have to keep it at that level.
And you also realize that the things that you say and the actions, they represent who you are. They represent your brand. In that positive aspect, did you find that you have females in the industry that kind of, you know, snub their nose at you because you're not following tradition as far as, you know, a battle rap or a hip-hop artist of today? Or do they respect you for what you stand behind?
Yeah, it's been respect mostly. A lot of respect. I respect everybody's artistry, whatever way they route they choose to take. So that's what I'm shown in return. You know, so it's funny that you mention that though, because a lot of people don't even notice until someone mentions it. Like, oh, she didn't curse her in that rap, or she didn't do this. So, you know, it's like, the thing I like about it is, like, you can make, you know, good music. You can be a great battle rapper and not have to be, you know, extra vulgar or, you know, just have the dirtiest mouth. And people won't even notice because it's just good music or it's just bars. So, you know, it's been respect for the most part.
Now, you mentioned earlier that you did not have children yet. And so mm-hmm. I've been getting, you know, messages, you know, people see your picture, a very beautiful young lady, and, you know, thick is in right now. So are you single or are you with someone?
I am single, so yeah.
There you go, fellas. She's single. Brian, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Yeah, we want to give you time, Ms. Hall, to get your accolades out, give credit to, where credit is due, and then more importantly to give your contact information. How can one get in touch with D-Hall the Queen for, you know, various reasons, from the average Joe fan that just wants to fan you, follow you, like you, or whatever, to the maybe an industry professional or a business that wants to contact you regarding a business opportunity. This show does air on Stitcher, iTunes Radio, TuneIn, and so there are many of them that will hear this after, so it's like an ongoing promotion for you. So if you would articulate to the audience how they can reach out and stay in contact with D-Hall the Queen.
Okay. Everything is at D-Hall the Queen. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, that's all at D-Hall the Queen. Or you can go to one central location, that's www.dhallthequeen.com, and all my information is there. Booking information is dhqbooking@gmail.com. And, you know, that's pretty much it. I'm on Instagram every day. I'm on Twitter every day, Facebook every day, at D-Hall the Queen.
Who produces your music?
I do a lot of SoundClick producers, so that's where I get most of my beats from.
Okay, so no one particular area?
No one particular sound.
We've got another song of yours, and if you would, Nakia, let's get into Great Dirty.
When with some homies that I get dope with. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's the same old click. I got homies on the 8, on the 76. Catch me flying down a mile in the same old whip. I came up and ain't change up, so don't change up on me, cause my name up next. No flex, no stress over here. I'm too busy trying to run up a check over here. Catch me rolling,
catch me rolling
through the city. Waiting on it like feeding at the spot. Gonna get it like a young nigga hustling on the block. I'm just a young gun trying to make it to the top. Don't believe me, just watch, boy. Don't be shocked, boy. When I pull up next, I'm in the drop, boy. Keep a hot boy like Turf, bad boy like Biggie. Can't stop, won't stop. Got me feeling like Diddy. Windows tinted, just got the car kid. Swerve lanes in the Dodge with the Hemi, y'all in it. Can't duplicate this, it's too walled in it. That swag you got don't fit it. Look, grin on the real dog. You ain't D-Hawk. I stay on another level like a seesaw. I'm the real dope, baby. You the re-rock. Windows down next. Some I'ma do the draw.
Catch me rolling,
catch me rolling
through the city.
Network don't forget, the new Daisy After Dark airs on Ustream Network starting at 7 p.m. Central every Saturday. So you guys check that out, and you won't be disappointed. Till the next time, y'all know what it is. Love, peace.
Head grease.
There it is.
Got it in.
Bye.